This is the state of the universe. The anger of this claim that God has a son, that Allah has a son. God is totally free from such a thing. He doesn't need a son. He is in no need of a son. And he is in no need to kill an innocent human being in order to forgive people's sins. All you have to do is to recognize that you have done something that is offensive to God, and from the bottom of your heart seek and pray and beg for his forgiveness. And the first thing that one should seek and pray and beg forgiveness for is attributing such an evil thing to God by claiming that the all-wise, all-knowing, eternal, ever-living God became a man, is in fact amongst the greatest crimes that ever a human being could ever commit. And I just want to finish. I should have finished a little while ago. I really do apologize. But I just want to finish with this very beautiful translation of the verses of the Quran. O people of the scripture, this is talking to the Jews and the Christians. They're called Ahlul Kitab, people of the book. O people of the scripture, people of the book, do not exaggerate in your religion or utter anything about God except the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, the son of Mary, was only a messenger of God, and his word, which he conveyed unto Mary, and a spirit from him. So believe in God and his messengers, and say not three. Cease, it is better for you. Allah, your God, is one God. Far is it removed from his transcendent majesty that he should have a son. His is all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Allah is sufficient as a defender. Other questions about the nature of God. How can God do this? Why can't God do anything? I already answered those questions. If you think God can do something stupid, if you think it's possible for God to do something stupid, I don't know, you deal with that. I don't believe in a God that does stupid things. And I don't think it's possible for God to do something stupid because God is all wise. Something that is all wise means to me that such a thing never would, never could do something stupid. If God can do anything, I'll ask you, can God stop existing? Can he stop existing? I mean, it's all theoretical. God is God, and God does godly things according to his nature. That's simple and easy to understand. And my example, by the way, of the square and the circle was to illustrate the point. Okay, what does it mean to us as human beings to say the square became a circle but still stayed a square? And I just want to, I'm being pushed to finish. Unfortunately, there's a lot of good questions. But I would like to leave everybody with a thought, a very important thought. And especially to the Christians here, I would like to leave you with this thought. This is the thought that I always like to leave at the end of any such discussions and conversations or lectures. We all believe that we're going to stand in front of God on the Day of Judgment. And God is going to question us about everything in our lives. That's why it's called judgment. And this is how I present it. If I stand in front of Allah, in front of God on the Day of Judgment, and God says to me, why did you not believe that I became a man and I died on the cross for your sins? And why did you not believe that the Bible was my revealed word? I will say, O Allah, you are the Lord and the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the one without beginning and without end. How could I even think, let alone believe, that you became a man and died? And how could I believe a book riddled with contradictions and indiscrepancies was your word when you are the all-knowing creator of the heavens and the earth? If God takes me and puts me in hell, I will never believe for one second that I was treated with justice. I will never understand why
or for what possible reason did I deserve to be punished for glorifying the Creator of the heavens and the earth? But oh Christian, when you stand in front of Allah and He says to you, how could you say that I, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, became a mortal man? How could you claim that I was circumcised, that I became a being that was circumcised, that was born of a woman and that died? How could you claim that a book that had so many contradictions and discrepancies was my word? When God takes you and puts you in hell, you'll know that you deserve to be there. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.